song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. It is Blue Gold Day, so about 270 folks are out on the golf course today as they are taking part in the biggest fundraiser of the year for UNK at Metal Arc Hills and the Kearney Country Club. So best of luck to all those folks that are out there. And looks like they'll have a decent day, although what's up with this June-ass weather? I'm tired of it already. It's going to be like 100 next week, right? I mean, it's going to go from 54 on June 7th yesterday to 100.
I didn't know it got to 54
probably,
yesterday.
College World Series, it is on. It starts Saturday. And I'm not going to throw it under the bus, but the only team that's not in is a Big 12 team, Texas. They are one loss away from having the Big 12 shut out of Omaha. TCU gave them all they wanted yesterday, 3-2. You still got to like Texas tonight at home, game three. Seven teams are in, and we will be talking to a variety of coaches and folks with the College World Series because every single game is right here on ESPN Radio, and it all starts tomorrow. We catch up with Coach Serrano from Cal State Fullerton on the program, among others. So that's coming up this week. Also, some All-Star games. They've got a pair of basketball and a couple nights of basketball, I should say. There's volleyball, three matches Thursday, girls doubleheader Friday, boys doubleheader Saturday down in Minden, benefiting the Nebraska Kidney Association. It all kind of started a few years ago at the event center, the Bureau Event Center now. But they've moved those on after, I don't know, something changed out there. And so they've been down in Minden now a couple of years, and we'll be talking about that, some of the coaches. Shrine Soccer is later this week. Hastings hosting that. So a lot still going on, a very busy month, and then we're right around the corner. Can you believe, is it next week, the eight-man All-Star game already? That's unbelievable. College World Series, eight-man All-Star game. A whole lot going on. A lot going on this past weekend. One more high school note. Athletes of the Year selected by the Omaha World Herald, the Lincoln Journal Star, the Kearney Hub. Those are the ones I saw. And Hastings has done, you know, has theirs. And I guess first thought about that is I think they were all great selections. And then you look and you go, how deep, and we talked about this all year, Tony, how much talent maybe there was in the state. And you just have to look at the Omaha World Herald. They've been picking the boy athlete or male athlete of the year since 1951, which I believe was Hoppy McHugh.
Alma.
Arapaho. And I don't know. I thought it said Arapaho. Could be Alma. Okay. It was somewhere down there in your country. This is only the third time a junior has been selected. Ron Coleman. Junior. He is a junior.
You started looking down, and the Lincoln Journal Star had him listed. Everybody got a little shout-out that was nominated. And you started going, you know, and even Michael Klingensmith made that list, really I think was the only one from Central Nebraska that did. And you start going, great, going to wrestle, three-time state champion, okay, football wasn't over the top. And maybe, you know, you got to be on the right teams to make a run at state title and that. But there's nobody out there that just said, I mean, there wasn't a Sean Fisher, you know, like there was a year ago. There wasn't that, you know, there wasn't that running back that put up, there was that Okafor, I guess, out there that stood out, that was so good in track or whatnot as far as the male goes. Ron Coleman, you know what? He's got an opportunity to be a four-time state champion in wrestling, and the football deal was pretty good. And I think I can't fault the selection there.
And you can, everybody's saying, there's always discussion about this, and this is why it's great. You put these out, and it allows discussion. I was looking at, you know, you mentioned Omaha said who some of their finalists were, and there were some area kids, as you mentioned. And then you look at Kearney, and they mentioned like four. They called it among the best of the rest. I've got a couple more that I thought should be on there. Josh Gable should have been on there for the boys. I mean, even though he's an all-state kicker, and he's the greatest soccer player the school has ever seen. So I think he's probably one of those. And, again, you could probably pull six or seven. And I got to thinking maybe off the top of my head, who's another gal that could have been on there? I thought the great year Pleasanton had, who would you pick? And I decided Christy Bauer because of what she did in track. She was on the basketball team, on the volleyball team, and she's a senior, and she's going on to college to do some great things. Those are just a couple of kids, and there's always more out there, and you can't fault either selection, though, with Maggie Maher and Michael Klingensmith. And then on the statewide level, both Omaha and Lincoln selected Ron Coleman. And again, in a year where you probably, if you're picking a junior, you probably had about 10 kids that you could have selected, none of who were, you know, as you said, your maybe your easier selections. And as you go back, you always look, oh, yeah, great college career, went on to be a pro. You know, Eric Strickland's, Matt Davison's, you know, there's so many of them out there. Richie Ross got it, of course, and what he went on to do, and some great. And then you look at that and you go, huh, I wonder who's going to go on. For the girls' side, Gina Mancuso, both sides, Lincoln Journal star. Well, they hadn't picked a girl from Lincoln since 91, and K.K. Hauser, they made co-athlete of the year, which I think would have been made a lot easier selection had she had a little bit better state track meet or track season. But when you can, 12, when you can letter 12 times in a Class A, which means all three sports all 4 years, that's pretty special as well. But it's hard to overlook Mancuso. She's named the best high school volleyball player in the country by winning the Gatorade Award. So, you know, there's definite talent there.
Yeah, well, though, be it one sport. I think that's people say, oh, she was a basketball player. Well, you never heard of her on the basketball court. She got to be second team All-State because, well, she was the Gatorade Volleyball Player of the Year.
Yeah.
That's where I kind of had maybe a little bit of difference with. I probably would have selected the multi-sport athlete, and that's what they usually do. I look back to 92, you know, when they had Eric Strickland, Andy Woolridge, people like that, Adam True to select from. It was John Hesse from Lincoln Southeast was the male athlete of the year in Lincoln Journal Star, which, great athlete, no problem there. But I thought, well, you got a couple others that really stood out, and John Hesse, you know, probably had more sports under his belt and thus got the award.
Your thoughts, 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Of course, the Debt Popper inbox wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We would love to hear from you. And All-Star Games already got going this weekend. Did you see five of the football players from the West Nebraska All-Star Game sent home for drinking in the dorm?
Troubles. Poor decision making went on, and that was.
Kids, come on.
We got 10 days. Let's be big boys.
Let's get it right. So we won't dwell on that because there's too many other good things to talk about out there, like the NBA Finals, and. Anything else you'd like to say? Kind of on a roll right now.
Did somebody pick the winner of the Belmont?
I think one person.
Was that somebody? Somebody picked an 11-1 shot to win over the favorite?
I think so.
Congratulations. Excellent selection.
Nose away from, you know, maybe having a heck of a day. Stupid Dunkirk. But, yeah, Summer Bird. We almost got what we were looking for, the bird exacta. 1-2. But hey, Summer Bird got the job done. Did you watch the race?
Yes.
Live?
Yes.
Did it freeze up on you in the home stretch as well?
No.
Yeah, we were setting when I say we, there was a group of us and a lot more people that we knew did make a stop at Fawner on Saturday. Down the home stretch and the Belmont Park feed freezes up. I don't know if it was a simulcast or if it had anything to do with Fawner. It was just a weird deal. So at the time it froze, and it froze for like 10 seconds. It went from Mind That Bird in the lead, and looking like, here we go. And then it comes back, and all of a sudden, here's a horse on the outside, and nobody's sure who it is, and bam, finish line. And so it was kind of like when Mind That Bird won the Kentucky Derby, everybody's going, huh? Well, what just happened? What just happened? But then there was much celebrating and dancing by myself and Big Game James.
Big Game James, all right.
So there you go.
I was watching on DirecTV, so no, I didn't have that problem. Why does that throw that out there?
Well, I'm sure they've never had a problem.
No freezing down the back straight. When he came, I thought he was clear. I thought Mind That Bird, when he got around the outside, I thought, the little thing's going to do it. And then all of a sudden, just, I don't know if the distance, or I think that Calvin Burrell afterwards, he convinced that he was going to win it before. He said that pace was just too slow, needed the horses going a little bit faster up front, probably caused the horses to run out of gas down the stretch. But I thought that it was a great race. You finally had Charitable Man up fourth. Some horses you thought were going to be there were finally one through four, other than maybe the favorite, which, yes, Smarty Pants, you had him.
I was also a little surprised with Mind That Bird not hitting the exacta, it sure didn't seem like it paid that much. Just observation. 1-888-455-ESPN. Do you think Dunkirk should have been disqualified? There was a long inquiry for contact in the home stretch that would not have affected Summer Bird, but I really thought they were going to drop Dunkirk for the rub and made Mind That Bird fly out and reset the way the race went. There was definite contact.
Well, there certainly was, because
unneeded definite contact, because I think Dunkirk was trying to keep Mind That Bird off the rail. I think it was intentional.
Well, I think they didn't show that over and over like you got to see it where you were. On the replay, it was basically they were doing interviews and whatnot after the race. Just saw it one time, actually. And it looked like they squeezed in too hard. And anytime a horse has to pull up, I mean, literally get out of the way, otherwise, to not get slammed or whatnot, a lot of times they do drop those horses.
NBA Finals. Orlando should have won last night. They didn't. It's over. It just depends on how many. And again, I don't think anything has happened this weekend. I said I think Orlando can definitely get one in Los Angeles. They should have got it last night. They should have won that ball game. But I didn't think either team played that well last night.
No, you look at the scoring, and I think that's what it says. As far as the shots going in the basket, that's what the score indicates last night. 88 going into overtime. You got to make that alley-oop. It was such a great pass, such a great play call. And he makes it, 14 out of 15, 19 out of 20 times and just couldn't get it to go.
And it'll be interesting to see how the officiating changes when it gets to Orlando. The group we were watching it with last night, there was definite Laker fan. I wanted to see Orlando win. I'm not a fan I'm not sitting there hoping Orlando wins a series. But, man, there was a couple of times Dwight Howard just got killed, no whistle. Then all of a sudden the ball flies in the air, slips out of his hands, whistle, which, of course, you have to anticipate. If the ball's going up, you're pretty sure somebody fouled. And then, you got Gasol going down the lane at the other end. He draws the contact. There's not any contact hardly at all. It's just the automatic, we blow the whistle. Will we ever get consistency in officiating in big-time events?
I think they're too big, too strong. You said the anticipation. That kills you a lot of times.
Well, there was one time Dwight Howard, and this was not in the stretch run, but last night he got the ball down low and got cracked three times, and they called a jump ball, I believe it was, or just a knocked out. I mean, it was right under his hoop. He was trying to go up, and, he backs down Gasol. He gets triple-teamed. And you could just see his arm, as strong as he is, just raked, hitting the shoulder, hitting the gut. I mean, nothing. And I mean, the officials, from me to you, looking right at it, I just don't understand sometimes. And when you have a game that goes to overtime, those calls can make the difference, even if they come back in the third quarter, momentum-wise and foul, team foul-wise.
He's so strong, so very strong. The duck under play, which he shot about an 8-footer, that was kind of leaning to his right with a flick of a wrist and banked it in. It's just, you just can't fathom how strong those guys are. He's not jumping at all because they've got him in an awkward position. He does a little bit of a crossover and then literally just flicks the ball with his wrist. Bank. Good.
It's a Monday, and you're thinking, back to the work week, back to the grind. Well, how about putting something positive on your Monday menu by heading to the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney or Grand Island, whether you're going to watch golf, NCAA baseball, the College World Series. They've got the Major League Baseball package, all that's going on. I mean, people were watching French Open, and all that was going on this past week, and it's all going on and continuing. The NBA playoffs, of course, continue tomorrow night. You can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop because there's not a bad seat in the house with all their great HD televisions. Lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. How about trying the lighter side of the coop with any of their refreshing salads? Try the grilled chicken breast salad with your choice of wing flavor, or you can spice things up with the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad. Come on down to the coop to cool off with a cool drink after your big softball or volleyball game. Why go anywhere else? You're here, catch all your favorite sports on TV, and it's perfect for little leaguers. There's always some kind of baseball or softball, little girl stuff, little guy stuff going on. Bring them in. What do kids like? Chicken. Where do they like it? Chicken Coop.
Shooting deer. Chicken Coop.
Chicken Coop. All the games, all season long. Play them, watch them, enjoy. It's a great family atmosphere as well at the Chicken Coop on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center and in Grand Island. We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. A whole lot more coming up. Stay with us.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are. The dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Do you want an ATV that works as hard as you do this summer? Then get into Kearney Yamaha today and cash in on great deals on Kearney Yamaha's 2009 550 and 700 Grizzlies. Save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. These machines are built farm tough with electronic power steering and features like fuel injection, independent rear suspension, and a reliable automatic transmission. No other ATV can match the comfort and reliability of the Yamaha Grizzly. So no matter what you're facing today, irrigating, chasing cows, or fixing fence, get the job done with a new Yamaha Grizzly. Remember, you can save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today. Years of experience and huge selection, Kearney Yamaha just south of the Kearney I-80. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-887-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
July 4th is soon here, so why not save more on your fireworks? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction. Get $30 worth of Mars fireworks for only $20. But that's not all. From storm tickets to pickup truck covers and food certificates, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction anytime.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Mostly considered about cloudiness today, along with some breaks of sunshine in some areas as well, with temperatures climbing up near 70 for a high. Northwest winds stay at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see showers and storms possible, the low at 50. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. something you'd like us to touch on or you've got a thought, we'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. They are right there for you, folks. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years. Dent Popper on the bricks, downtown Kearney. See Scott or Joel for a free estimate today. Got me to thinking that yesterday, Tiger Woods, and we have brought this up many times, he actually comes through with an incredible Sunday. 7-under-65, the best round of the day by two, and wins the tournament by birdieing 17 and 18 while everybody else couldn't keep pace, namely Jim Furyk and the host of others. And you just knew teeing off yesterday that final group had no chance. I wasn't saying that Tiger was going to win it, but, you know, Wilson and Betancourt, no. Sorry. Not this ain't the John Deere Classic. This isn't the BC Open. This isn't something they have south of the border while we're playing over in England.
How far down did they finish Betancourt? Well, he still got
wasn't bad. Jonathan Bird, a little problems down the stretch there. I mean, it wasn't bad. And Matt Kuchar in the top 10, that's cool. Love to see that. But something interesting is I was watching one of the baseball super regionals last night. I thought it was very strange that they even commented on this, but they came back from a break and mentioned, you know, hey, we were watching the Memorial before we came on, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, and how great Tiger's comeback was. And the play-by-play guy on the baseball game said, I believe that Tiger Woods is the most dominant athlete in his sport ever. And although it's strange to bring that up in the regional, super regional baseball, it got me to thinking, is that true? In the history of sports, who is the most dominant player ever? There was a Babe Ruth comment.
That's where I was going. I don't know who else you would put in there. Even Michael Jordan, as great as he was, could you put him in the...
I guess, is that what you have to do? You have to recognize who the greatest athlete in every sport was and go from there? You know, they're starting to talk, is Roger Federer the greatest tennis player ever? You know, things like that. And I got to think, boy, even though Tiger hasn't got the number of major wins as Jack Nicklaus has yet, he's there in total wins. And I still think as many runner-ups as Jack had in the majors, the top two finishes that Jack had, in tournaments and in majors. Now that is dominant. You always knew that Jack Nicklaus was going to be on the front page of the leaderboard, and for a couple of various reasons, whether it's family, whether it's health, that's not necessarily the case with Tiger Woods, who's got a long way to go. So my initial gut feeling is that the answer to is Tiger Woods the most dominant athlete in his sport ever is no, although he is very exciting to watch right now. Everybody loves the here, the now. And what's been going on? I would have to say no.
Doug, not only the guy takes over yesterday and dominates, puts $1,080,000 in the bank. So you think, probably going to go have dinner last night, have some drinks, enjoy it.
What a cheap-ass tournament, Nicklaus. Oh, wait a minute. Jack, come on. Jack's going, it took me 5 years to make $1 million. Anyway, yeah, so, okay.
So you're thinking... probably sleep in this morning, maybe do some, you know, light jogging, maybe go to the, you know. No, he's at Bethpage Black. They showed him all morning. He's already at the site of the U.S. Open, playing around and getting, you know, familiar with the course. Wrong with tomorrow? What?
Well, because tomorrow is game three, Orlando Lakers. Supposedly he's going to attend one, if not both, games Tuesday and Thursday, and then head back up there for preparations.
I just so surprising to me. As great as he was, you would think he would relax a little bit. No,
and Tony, I got one other thought, and we're glad you're with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're wide open today, and we're kind of touching on a lot of topics, but a lot of random thoughts. We haven't really both been in the studio a whole lot at the same time anyway lately with the Blue Gold going on today. Best of luck to all those folks out there. Understand that the defending champions led by Chet are doing okay today so far. That's a rumor. That's a report from the course. Chet of the defending champions leading his team. Anyway,
it's Jets teammates that aren't doing it. Jets not a part of it.
His number, he's the anchor. Davis Love III, part of the storyline yesterday was that if he would have won, wouldn't have to go to what is a 36-hole qualifier today for the U.S. Open. Then they showed the FedEx Cup points, which I believe he was 35th, or he was in the top 50. I think it was 35th. And if he won, you know, it projects him up to 50. The FedEx Cup, wow, that's a whole different story. So he's in the top 50, according to what they said, this year. Why does Davis Love III have to qualify for the United States Open? Here's what I'm thinking. This isn't the PGA where all the guys, I mean, and anybody can qualify for the Open, and they have a huge field. Everybody with a 2 handicap or less, I believe it is, has a chance, if they want to go through all the qualifiers, has a chance to make it, and there's always a story on the first day of the leaderboard. Some hack that you'll never hear from again is there, which is great. It's a great story, and it's great and all that. But why does Davis Love have to qualify? This is the U.S. Open. I'm sorry, I will say it. Limit the number of foreign players. This is the United States Open. If Davis Love has not done enough in his career and is currently in the top 50 to qualify to be brought into the United States Open, then there is a problem with how you get in to the United States Open. Don't give me some guy that just finished 26th this week on the European Tour at the Wales Open, or the guy that won the Japan Amateur coming over here. Give me Davis Love III.
Okay, I just take it a step further. I more than welcome those players that win those tournaments. But the field's so big anyway, what is Davis Love going to hurt it?
Exactly.
And I bet there's a hell of a, I bet there's a bunch more names that you're just going, how aren't they in it? I mean, and I don't have that list in front of me, but there's some people from the outside looking in going, what? They made $3 million last year on the tour. What are they doing not having an opportunity to play for this championship?
I don't understand how Davis Love can get into every other tournament.
If it's a Masters,
not the U.S. Open.
I understand. This is U.S. Open. You're right.
Well, the Masters has different credentials, but also top 50 in the world get in.
Yeah, which he'd be a part of.
So how does Davis Love III not get in? Wow.
I wish I had an answer for you.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Is a 36-hole qualifier really necessary, too?
Well, that way you don't just slop out on 18.
They set those courses up. If you're there after 18, I don't think you just slop through around after 18 on that. I just think the courses are too U.S. opened up.
By the way, according to the Golden Bear himself, Jack Nicklaus will be in the state of Nebraska sometime this month. All that is always kept pretty secret, but I'm sure he's out there looking at his courses again. When they were talking to him at the Memorial this weekend, they were talking about his itinerary. He's going overseas, then back, then south, then north. He mentioned he's going to be in Nebraska. He mentioned like 10 things in a row before the end of the month, I think it was, flying all over the world, checking on his courses. So keep your eye open if you're in that part of the country, because Jack's going to be around.
I believe they said that was the fifth time that Tiger has come back from four shots down to win a golf tournament. So the guy's never out of it. And once he got on the roll early in the round and the momentum, I think those guys on the leaderboard, they saw it and they felt it ahead of him. They know what's going on, even on the practice range when they're three, four, five groups behind him and he's just chewing them up early on in that round. And amazing round to come down the stretch. And even Furyk saying, you know, to do it on the greens the way they were playing. Those guys saying they were 14 on the rolling 14 on the stimp meter. This table will not roll 14. Can we shave this table down? That's amazing. To be able to throw a ball, you know, on 18, what, he threw it to what, 3 foot? 4 foot?
That's not tough.
Yeah.
You know, we bring in our producer, engineer, and the guy that knows more about hockey than us and probably the World Series of Poker, Derek, how was
it? Hey, guys. Pretty good.
Any information for us?
Hockey, I mean, Pittsburgh just can't do it in Detroit, it looks like. They're having problems a lot up there with a lot of the veterans.
5-0?
Yeah, 5-0. They got smoked. They couldn't. couldn't do much of anything that game. As far as the World Series of Poker goes, a couple of pros have taken down bracelets. Phil Ivey has captured a bracelet already this year, and a couple of, obviously, a lot of amateurs getting through and capturing bracelets, too. But that thing in full swing right now. I think they're on event 14 or 15-ish of the 50-some that they're playing, so they're in full swing down there.
And the Royal highlights, actually, there aren't any of them on in the background. Tony, do we already pull the plug? I mean, do we lose it that quick? As much as we were on this bandwagon and fired up here and, you know, being Royals fans and talking a lot of Kansas City Royals, is it already over? How many back are they this morning? I mean, is it over? They go to Cleveland starting tomorrow, then they come home for interleague play, which was very kind of them last year. They start with the Reds this weekend.
Well, they're 6.5 back, so you can't say, no, it's over, but it seems, you know, yesterday you get a complete game and a Kyle Davies, which yesterday you're facing Roy Halladay. Unbelievable. Anyway, you don't have much of a ray of hope to start that game. I don't mind yesterday's loss. You got to win on Saturday. I'm waiting for the Royals to have one of those. What, they get a 5-run fifth inning on Saturday? It's something like that. Willie Bloomquist hits a triple. I'm waiting for one of those big hits to get some momentum started and carry over. And we have not saw that. We didn't even see it when they came back from four runs in the ninth to Kerry Wood. Lost the next night. You know, you got to get something rolling, and you got to get some confidence back. Because it's all gone right now.
Here's one other thing that I noticed as we get going for interleague play here. Because they were talking about who the Cubs got playing. You know, they play the White Sox, and then they play Minnesota and all that. And I got to think, well, heck, the Royals and the Cubs. I mean, that's the division that's playing this year. Now, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Houston, Pittsburgh. Why can't we get you know, like a guaranteed three-game sweep and get the Cubs into Kauffman Stadium? I mean, we're looking for wins. Why can't the Royals get the Cubs?
Cubs locked out yesterday, got one in about the 19th inning.
Well, they went 14, and then the Padres score 5 in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game, and then don't get another hit, and it goes 18 innings. Arizona's bullpen pitches a no-hitter in extra innings. It goes 18. But the Cubs did win yesterday. The stat of the day, in games that have went 15 innings or more, Arizona Diamondbacks are 8-0 in franchise history when they have played more than 15 innings.
Well, they're in better shape, apparently. It's the only answer it could be. Only thing it could be.
We'll take a break. Back with more and some information on how you can help out a former UNK athlete after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Danny Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I feel very strongly about this because it's disturbing. Statistically, more than half of you don't have a will or a living trust. That means when you die, you trust the state to do what's best for you, your property, and your kids. That's a mistake. And LegalZoom and I are on a mission to help you. There are two documents I want you to take care of right away, and both are available at LegalZoom.com. Get a living trust and a living will. Now, your living trust covers your estate, provides for your kids, and helps you avoid probate. Your living will spells out important healthcare decisions in advance. Time and money are no excuse at LegalZoom.com. Takes less than 30 minutes. You answer some easy online questions. They deliver the document to your doorstep, and you'll save about 85%. Now, LegalZoom is not a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. Protect your family. Launch your dreams at LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Mostly considerable cloudiness today, along with some breaks of sunshine in some areas as well, with temperatures climbing up near 70 for a high. Northwest winds stay at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see showers and storms possible, the low at 50. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Daddy's show as we continue confirming our guests for the week. Cal State Fullerton coach Dave Serrano had been at UC Irvine. We've had him on the program before. He's going to join us on the show tomorrow. Also, we have confirmed Arkansas baseball coach Dave Van Horn, former Husker head coach, is going to be joining us this week. And we've got more irons in the fire. It looks like Southern Miss making their first trip to the College World Series. You know what? I was rooting for them. And for the simple fact of, I'm tired of seeing Florida. Nothing against Florida baseball, but their softball team was in the championship game. Their basketball team has been great. Their football team is winning national championships. Let's get somebody else in there. And Southern Miss was the only real underdog that was left in the tournament at that time.
Well, when I saw
that, I think if TCU gets in, that's a huge underdog story. But it was good to see Southern Miss.
It was good to see their coach's name, Corky Palmer. I like that, too.
Did you see that... I tried to call you over the weekend, but since you hate me, Florida had pitcher Tony Davis.
No, I did not.
Yeah, I think he got his ass kicked. But, I mean, no, Tony Davis pitching over the weekend.
You know, the guests continue to get better, much like Dyna-Gro Seed, year in, year out, delivering top-quality products, whether you're talking Roundup Ready soybeans, simple, flexible, dependable. And I know some of you people out there are looking at your fields this morning going, that Friday night hail hurt probably worse than we expected. They've still got seed for you at Dyna-Gro. 1-800-952-9298. There's a reason they've quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. I don't know what you're going to do with that corn out there, people, but it's getting awfully late. But they've still got some corn for you, too, at Dyna-Gro. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer
today.
That's
why they have so many varieties.
That's
right.
They
can help you out. Maybe you need short-term, huh?
Maybe you need a little shorter season variety. Obviously, that will give you some peace of mind. Call them today. Ask about the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system today. 1-800-652-9298. Dyna-Gro is growing. They appreciate your business. Look forward to continuing to serve you. 1-800-652-9298.
Speaking of growing, how's your garden?
Garden's looking good. Just need some heat. Those tomato plants just look like they're sitting there.
Did you watch the French Open yesterday?
I saw parts of it.
You saw the highlights then?
Yeah,
because we're going to go to the phone lines here, and this is what reminds me, that crazed fan that ran out on the court and wanted to put the hat on Roger Federer. Thank goodness it wasn't any worse than it was. Well, you know who another crazed fan is. Max from McCook joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1-888-455-ESPN. Max, where are you at today?
Max is on the road again. Now, on the road again, listening to my favorite people. And like they say in the big leagues, oh, you guys rock.
Well, it occurs to me, because we're going to be giving away some tickets to the Great River Road Thunder Jam here before the end of the show, the big motorcycle rally that's going on this weekend. Are you out on your hog this weekend, Max?
I don't have my hog out. I got a steer I'm riding.
Max, what have you been following lately? How you doing with the Cubs and what they've been going through?
Well, the Cubs, they're just about around that 500, you know. They're not probably playing too well, which that happens now and then. They got such a great pitching staff, it's unbelievable. You know, especially the relievers. They remind me a lot of that guy that used to try to throw for Bertrand.
Well, I could throw it a little harder, but I got hit about like they do.
Yeah, did you forget where McCook's at, Tony, or not?
No, I need to get down there. I need to get down there about that 4 o'clock club.
Well, you know, the old 4 o'clock stuff is still going. You know, we haven't given her up.
Max, you got to find a bigger lake because that's all Tony does 24-7 anymore is fish.
Hey, I got a lot of lakes he can fish in, and I just bought me a boat. So, boy, we could have a heck of a time.
That's no good. I bet there's a cooler in that boat, too, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, this boat will hold us, too, I guarantee it. So, you know, it's got to have some real good stability.
Well, like they always say, when it's hot out there, you want to stay hydrated with plenty of water that you got there in that cooler. That's a great idea, Max.
Oh, yeah, great water. Guys, sakes, I'll tell you, it's just amazing. I won't hold you guys up in it. I just had to say one thing is, Davis Love deal, I agree with you 100%. How does he not get in the U.S. Open? Here's the reason. It's just, why doesn't Tony Davis get in the Bertrand League play?
I think they have specific reasons. I don't know what
they... How do they keep him out of it?
Tony?
They can. I don't have time.
Okay. Nice talking to you guys. Always love to call in and say hello to my friends. Have a lot of fun. Take care of the family.
Take care, Max. Thanks so much. Max from McCook out and about. And, of course, he calls on UNK Blue Gold Day, where they have done so many good things with the University of Nebraska at Kearney as well. Always great to hear from Max. And as we said, the Great River Road Thunder Jam is coming up this Saturday at the Archway Monument on I-80, of course. Of course, you come into town and pull around there, but we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets here in just a little bit. These are $20 tickets, folks, so we're going to give you a chance to win a pair coming up before the end of the show. Also, throughout the week, another big event going on a little bit closer to Hastings is the Edgar Demo Derby. That's right, Demolition Derby. It's one of the biggest around, and that's coming up this weekend. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to that coming up for this Saturday night. So be with us for that. That's all coming up. I'm going to give you a chance to be a winner here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So there you go. We mentioned we were going to let you in on how you could give a former UNK athlete some help. And this says, Daddy was wondering how wrestlers made money to train for the world championships. Here's one of the ways, and this has kind of been sent out to the UNK community about Tervell Dolognev, of course, who won the U.S. World Team Trials. And now he is going to be representing them over in Denmark this fall. Now, the UNK Lopa Wrestling family would like to get everyone to be a part of Tervell's success. A legend in the world of wrestling, Kerry Kolat, is giving $5,000 to the USA national team member who earns the most votes from wrestling fans on his website. Now, you must have an account, but it's free and it doesn't take more than a minute to register, according to Coach Bauer. He would like to invite you to take a moment to log on to Kerry's website and vote for Tervell. Tervell graduated in May and, like all student athletes, has very little to his name as far as funds. With his training regimen and commitment to compete internationally, he does not have a lot of support financially. So here's an opportunity to help out former All-American and national champion Tervell Dolognev. Very simple. Kolat.com. 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 Vote for Tervell, because he could pick up $5,000 from Kerry Kolat going to a member of the U.S. national team. Kolat.com, Kolat.com. Thanks to Coach Bauer for that information.
Fair enough. Interesting to follow Tervell as he tries to get the world champion. You mentioned Denmark. One of the places, you know, you think you come to Division II school in Kearney, Nebraska. How many countries has Tervell Dolognev visited since he's been at Kearney? And the number would be astounding, because he's been all over the place and continues to make noise with the best of the world.
1-888-455-ESPN, American Legion Baseball, those that could get in games, nobody got all their games in over the weekend, did pretty well. Clean sweep this weekend for Post 52 and Runza. Post 52 juniors remain unbeaten. That's the story of the Tri-City American Legion Baseball here in June, Tony.
Well, you know, and they got some people injured, too. That's what's really surprising, and still finding a way to get it done. So hopefully the boys will stay on a roll. Every year you ask those coaches, how are you going to be? I don't know. We've got some big, big shoes to fill. And, you know, to get this far in unbeaten, it's not like they're playing for Class A team to be playing Class B schedules or Western Nebraska schedules, if you will. they've gotten right into it and facing the Lincoln and Omaha teams.
A couple of other stories that came down since the show on Friday. A good piece of news for horse racing. They're going to continue to race at State Fair Park through 2012, which many people thought that was a done deal. It wasn't going to happen once the State Fair moved to Grand Island and that the university is going to be kind of redoing that whole area of State Fair grounds to enlarge the university and buildings and campus.
Well, it buys them some time is what it does, because everybody thought, you know, this perhaps next year was the last year for racing at State Fair. Hopefully now they can look elsewhere for funds to get that track, or maybe have a chance down the road to get the slot machines or video poker in some of the casinos and to subsidize the racing.
And also, Tyler Gabbert made it official. Should we be holding our breath on this one? The younger brother of Blaine, who said, "I'm coming to Nebraska," and then Bill Callahan, they went 5-7. He went to Missouri. It looks like he'll probably be the starting quarterback this year for the Tigers. And his brother Blaine his brother Tyler has committed to Nebraska, threw for 1,850 yards and 18 touchdowns last year. Rivals still has him listed as a 4-star player. His brother, of course, was a 5-star and one of the top two in the country.
Well, I suppose he's a 4-star because of his height. He's only about 6 foot tall.
5'11", 200. They compare him a lot to Todd Reesing, the quarterback at Kansas.
Except he's 50 pounds heavier. But other than that, yeah, he's just like Todd. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, Todd Reesing's a kicker. This kid looks more like a linebacker. Come on, guys. Seriously. I think he'd probably be a 5-star if he had those extra 4 inches like his brother. But, yeah, we'll see. There's still a commit I was in over the weekend from Illinois. They're only going to take one quarterback. I'm almost, it's kind of interesting, the timing. He got here first. He took that first offer, kind of to get it out of the way, I think. Maybe they'll back away from the kid from Illinois. Said they'd only take one quarterback.
Well, there you go. And they've got one. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we do, prepvolleyball.com, one other news story. Nebraska volleyball team ranks second in the country in their recruiting class. Last week we told you wrestling was third in the country. Now volleyball second in the country behind Minnesota, then Nebraska, Stanford, Penn State, and Texas. That brings us to the trivia question. It's going to be a volleyball trivia question. So we'll see how your volleyball and motorcycle knowledge kind of cross over here. We've got a pair of tickets to give away valued at $20 each to the Great River Road Thunder Jam this Saturday. Free admission, gates open at noon, all kinds of great activities going out through the night with concert and awards and all the great bikes and show that's going to be out there. We're going to give away a pair of tickets right now, 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook coached where immediately before taking the job at Nebraska? 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Where did Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook coach immediately before coming to Nebraska? Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, it's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
You know, Golic, our partnership with Bass Pro Shops is a great one.
Greeny, I agree with that.
Even though some, like you, continue to exaggerate my daintiness while ruthlessly cutting down my masculinity.
There's little left to cut, my friend.
Regardless, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN just go together.
Especially if you're a guy like me.
And thank goodness I'm not.
Thank you, Greeny. Bass Pro Shops is a great partner to have. You know, if you actually dare to go outside.
Yeah, like Golic in a quadruple X shirt, it's a perfect fit.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready. That's why Midas is offering you a thorough brake inspection absolutely free. Right now, we'll take a comprehensive look at your entire brake system and let you know what needs attention now and what can wait. Because at Midas, we won't sell you anything you don't need. Midas, we're on this road together.
Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney Yamaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't control, or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Mostly considerable cloudiness today, along with some breaks of sunshine in some areas as well, with temperatures climbing up near 70 for a high. Northwest winds stay at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see showers and storms possible, the low at 50. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Doug and Daddy's show, we've got a winner for our first set of tickets of the week to the Thunder Jam going on, which we'll be a part of this weekend out at the Archway. Tim Myers of Axtell, congratulations to Tim. He's going to go check things out on Saturday. More tickets throughout the week.
Calm also, down. We got more.
Also to Edgar Demo Day, so give yourself a chance there. And, of course, every day is a great day at Misco Sports on the Bricks at the downtown Kearney Center, where they are enjoying summer, and they're doing it by giving you the best deals around. 10% off every ball glove in the store, whether it's baseball or softball. They've got the, you know, they've got the glove that can catch it. You know, if your kid's having problems, it's not the kid, it's the glove. They've got everything you need from Little League to Big Boy League. Travel team and Legion bats, catcher's equipment, balls, baseballs, softballs, batting helmets, hitting nets, uniforms, hats, a whole lot more. And, of course, a great selection of shorts and shirts and hats for your favorite teams as we get into summer at Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Oh, you tried that umpiring? 9- and 10-year-olds? Oh, that baseball won't hurt.
Bigger pads.
Took people. One. Took one in the chest, did you? They've got umpiring equipment as well. Check
it
out, Misco Sports.
The shins, man. Kenyon McNeil has committed to the Nebraska basketball team. He was going to go visit Memphis and Tulsa, according to his father. He tells the Lincoln Journal Star that he is committing to Nebraska. He had offers from Ole Miss, Missouri, Baylor, Tulsa. Memphis showed some interest. Alabama Birmingham offered. So he averaged 16 points, 5 assists, and 2 steals last year for Conway High in Arkansas, who finished 25-4 on the season.
That's a plus. You know, I just like getting names out there. We got to have a point guard 5'7". You got to get bigger, and you got to compete with these big boys. And Doc certainly seems to be doing it.
One of these days, we'll play a new favorite game on the show: Husker basketball or baseball player.
Oh.
Hey, Robbie, up at the Storm office sends us that the Storm is pleased to announce they'll be hosting their annual tryout camp at the Las Vegas Ice Center June 12th through the 14th. You want to go try out?
I'd love to.
Let's go try out. Robbie, can we try out?
I may not show up at the Ice Center.
Will you send us out? We'll tell you more about that on the show tomorrow. I want to thank the folks who shot us emails and gave us calls today. Our College World Series preview kits underway tomorrow with Dave Serrano, head coach, out at Cal State Fullerton. We'll also be talking with Dave Van Horn of Arkansas and a whole lot more throughout the week.
Had an opportunity to see The Hangover last night, people. You got to get out there. You got to see it. It's one of the best movies of 09. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.